rope. You chose it so carefully, thoughtfully. Even its colour. You love the look of its deep red against my skin. It is thick and soft. Its braids hold me tightly, firmly. Turns of the rope press into my skin, but never hurt. I love the feeling of being bound by it and restrained for you to use me. It binds together so many sensations at once. You use them all on me because I need this. I need you to own me and to give me everything I deserve. I've stared at the bottom drawer for hours. That's where the rope sits. An empty drawer, save for this thick red coil. When you're away, the desire for it grows. I watch the drawer from the corner of my eye. I pace the room during my daily routine. Nothing breaks its spell. My need grows. It burns in me. Finally, I reach down, open, and take it from its keep. Bringing it to my face. I inhale, trying to detect a lingering memory. I place it on the kitchen island, where you will see it when you return. I wait. I go through the motions of the day. Thoughts of tasks give me momentary relief, stopping in a trance. A hand lingers down my cotton dress, pressing the fabric against my panties. I am wet for hours in anticipation. I could touch myself and come instantly, thinking about the pleasure you give me. But it won't satisfy me. I'll feel empty and embarrassed. I need you to take me, to give me more than release. I need you to control me, to take me outside myself, to separate body from mind. And then put them back together. Put me back together, giving me pleasure that is beyond myself. I hear the door open. I know you've seen it. You walk past me, giving my flushing cheek a peck. A friendly greeting on your way to the shower. I am always bewildered by your manner. So relaxed, so warm. How do you flip that switch? Do I do it, or do you? I stumble my way through the final tasks of the day, listening to the shower run, thinking about the water running over your body. I am lost in these passing minutes. When I enter the bedroom, you are drying off, warm and moist. My mind is blank. And you speak in single words. Rope. I instantly feel my wetness grow and ache between my legs. The word snaps back at me. Snaps me back to the here and now. I leave to retrieve the rope. And return. Like a cat delivering its prey. At the foot of its owner. You tell me to undress. My dress and panties, wet from waiting, fall. You toss the towel from your hips onto the desk chair. Sit. I pick up the rope from the floor and sit down on the simple wooden chair, feeling the towel under me, warm from your body. You stand in front of me, naked. My eyes are on yours. I want to look down, to study your cock as it grows. But your eyes hold mine. And the weight nearly drives me over the edge. My breathing increases. My nipples are hard. Anticipating that word again. Rope. I offer it to you. My eyes locked, never leaving yours. An ache fills the space between my legs. You accept the rope and move behind me. Arms. I drape them behind the back of the chair. Your breath is warm and steady, contrasting with my sighs and faint moans as the rope is twisted and turned. It is a rhythmic pattern of ties and knots. Oh, my body reacts to every light tug as my arms are methodically bound together. I try to contain short gasps. The pressure on my arms is countered by the ache of my nipples, pushed forward as my back is arched, as lines of pleasure race down my pussy. Wet as it moves against the towel. These sensations alone might bring me to orgasm. But you have merely begun. Being bound by this rope, held in place by it, releases me. I feel safe. Choiceless, free of responsibility and burden. When you take me this way, I find my inner voice. It is primal. It is loud. My moans fill the space between mind and body. All norms of behavior are removed. The public life of decency or pretense and the expectations of others that monitor my existence fade away. Oh, fuck. I need this. I need this to be released. To be released into ecstasy. We have found what taps directly into my core. You give this to no one else but me. It is mine. And I am yours. I'll come so hard straining against the rope. I can come, melt, and lose myself. After all, it holds me together when I've lost control. utterly and completely. It holds me together. You remain behind me, taking a moment to admire your work. I can barely bear the touch of your fingers, tracing down and around my shoulders, reaching to hard nipples. The lightest caress makes me moan. Oh, long and deep. My eyes are closed. My head is thrown back. I've waited for this all day. Oh, God. Touch. Caress. Tease. When you take each of my nipples between your forefinger and thumb, I drench the towel. I can barely breathe, and any air I manage to take in quickly escapes my lungs as a sound of pleasure. You sense I'm close, and squeeze and pinch harder. I slide my pussy over the towel, hoping to touch my clit. I'm right there. Close up. Fuck. Yes. You abruptly stop. My body resists recovering. Receding from orgasm. I need more. I sense you behind me. Watching me. My breathing becomes more regular, but I'm ready, and I crave what I hear. A drawer opening, the clicking of a thin chain attached to clamps. Your hard cock grazes my arm. A nipple is pinched between metal and fixed in place by a small ring. Raised and secured to ensure no relief. And the other fixed in the perpetual pinch of the clamp. The chain drapes downward in a loop, teasing my nipples as it moves. A hand caresses my inner thigh, and you put pressure on the chain, just light enough to send a throbbing mix of pain and pleasure from my nipples to my clenching pussy. At first I cannot moan. My mouth opens wide. I try to breathe. Your hand touches my wetness. Two fingers enter me deep and then slowly start to exit. Your fingers curl deliberately upwards, passing over my prized flower. That deepest pleasure center, forcing me to finally release a moan. Oh. But still, I must wait. Your wet fingers on my lips invite me to taste. I take them into my mouth, savouring with my tongue what I've given you. Licking. Clicking. Oh. Then the quick gag you can't resist. Oh, satisfied, your reach moves down again, tracing with your fingertips, tension on the chain, just knowing. Oh, God, brings me so close once again. A single middle finger reaches my clit. You tighten the chain. A dull ache overcomes the touch. My pussy contracts each time your finger moves up and down. You increase the tension. I want you to pull harder. I want to feel each clamp tease and pull. Oh, fuck. I want you to cut through the pleasure on my clit. The longer you draw this out, the deeper I fall into myself. My eyes closed. My mouth widens. Gasps and sounds of want and need escape with every single touch. Each ache faster, harder. Fuck, I want more. Your finger dances over my clit as I urge to increase the tension of your hold. This exchange builds touch and tension, pleasure and pain, until you rhythmically bring me to orgasm. I no longer feel one part of my body. I'm coming. All of me. I won't remember this when I try to. I simply shudder, knowing I came harder than my mind and body can comprehend. Coming down from my orgasm. A hard slap on my ass brings me back. Oh, God. You have made me stand and bent me over the chair. The palm of your hand strikes again, this time on the other cheek. I am not fully recovered. I want to come again. I arch my back and offer you my ass. I need this. I need this more than anything. I need you to bring this out of me. Each strike is met by a contraction deep inside my pussy. Even the touch of your fingertips on my glowing skin makes my pussy involuntarily ache. The hand holding the inside of my thigh braces me for another strike. It's loud and snaps against my skin. I feel the familiar struggle rise within me. With each strike, my ass burns for more. Doused by my aching, drenched pussy, heightened still by the hand holding me, the grasp on my thigh inches upwards until I feel a finger against my wetness. As you give me momentary reprieve, tracing red marks on my skin, two fingers enter me deeply, fingers curled upwards, finding my inner flower. It blooms open for you, begging to be stroked, begging to be released. Oh. My moan is uncontrollable. You touch the deepest part of me. My body moves with you, stroking over the fingers placed so perfectly. My pussy feels the strike of your palm on my ass first. Fuck, she grips your fingers so tightly. Bracing for another strike. Before my mind catches up, I moan louder. The rope binding my arms releases me, forces me to let go. Ah, another slap hard on my ass. Louder. Your stroking quickens. Fuck. Slap. Louder. Fuck right there. My legs shake, my body tenses. Slap. Harder. I trench your fingers. I clench harder on my deepest flower. Slap. My entire body is coming. I scream out moans. Slap. 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 Every strike on my ass pushes my orgasm. Pushes my orgasm further into my soul. God, I come in waves, feeling everything at once. A fog moves over my mind. I am lost in pleasure. I am a tightly bound package made to orgasm. Your arms envelop me. I am led to the edge of the bed, bent over, shaking uncontrollably. My body will not release me from this pleasure. My face is buried in the sheets. Your hands on my hips. Fuck me. Fuck me, I shudder. Your cock enters me, wet, tight, wanting. I moan through every inch until you are deep inside me. Fuck me. I beg. I moan with the first strokes of your cock. You fuck me hard. Your breath is loud and warm. My body pushes my mind aside. I pulse around your cock, gripping it, releasing it, matching your rhythm. I am outside myself with pleasure. My orgasm is revived. I begin coming immediately. Short breaths between gasps. Your cock hardens. You dig your fingers into my hips, fucking me harder, pounding me as you release, coming deep, deep inside me. Long, hard thrusts. Your cock buried inside me. My body shaking. Your chest against my back. Your kisses on my neck. Oh. We breathe together. Kneeling between my legs, you begin unwinding the rope. Every turn and pull brings me back. Casting it aside, your hands grip my arms at the shoulders and pull downwards to my wrists, bringing a warm and inviting bliss all through my arms. Your fingers caress my red-hot skin. I arch my ass and I smile. Your touch moves over my body. You admire your work. I am yours. You collapse over me and bury your face. I will carry this glow for days. I will press the palms of my hands over my breasts and feel the ache of my nipples. Cool water will tickle the red marks on my skin. I will shudder, remembering just a remnant of my orgasm. And the rope? The red, thick, soft rope. It will sit in the bottom drawer, patiently waiting to release me. Until I cannot stand it. Until I need it. Once again.